were really focusing on his understanding of the United States. How did he view the United States growing up, even as a young child, as a young KGB officer in his 20s, where he was taught to see the United States as the main enemy, where he was trained as a counterintelligence officer to spot conspiracies undertaken by American intelligence agencies. So we go back to try to understand, why does he view the United States in the way that he does? And that does require going back to understand, what was his view as a KGB officer? What was the perspective that he got, in particular as a counterintelligence officer? And what was it like for the young Vladimir Putin as he watched the Soviet empire begin to crumble, as an officer posted to East Germany, watching the Berlin Wall coming down, watching the institutions that he'd revered as a young boy begin to come apart in the view of Vladimir Putin? The U.S. was sort of gloating as this was going on, was encouraging what he once described as the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the century.
Is that really what drives him at this point, is the Cold War and how it ended and really Russia's place in the world?
No, I think it's a much more complicated story than that. That's really just the beginning of Vladimir Putin's story. His interactions with the United States after he comes to power, he's basically installed as the president in early 2000, the beginning of a new millennia, by Yeltsin, by President Yeltsin, who names him as the new president. And what we do in the film is look at his interactions with three American presidents as he is in power from the Kremlin, and how those interactions really shape him. You know, he brings with him his past as a KGB agent and the Cold War, but his interactions, his sort of very brief interactions, first with President Clinton and then really with President George W. Bush, really shape his understanding of America. And of course, one of the things that we are also exploring in the films is his personal allegations that he makes against Secretary of State Hillary Clinton under the Obama administration.
Can we touch on some of those dynamics and move our way to Secretary of State Clinton, some of those interactions with the presidents who you mentioned and how it formed his worldview?
Absolutely. I mean, the first interaction he has with an American president is just a few months into his term, when President Bill Clinton comes out to meet him. And at that point, Putin is very skeptical of Clinton, and his body language in that meeting sort of shows it. And Clinton, after meeting with Putin, meets with Boris Yeltsin, who had placed Putin in the presidency, and warns Yeltsin that he doesn't think he's placed a Democrat in the a small d Democrat into power in Russia, and that he's concerned about where Putin is going to take Russia and where it's going to take relations with the United States. And just a year later, George W. Bush comes into office, and there's initially a hope on Putin's part that he can have a different kind of relationship with Bush, who doesn't come in with some of the same expectations that a Democratic president does. He's hopeful that Bush will sort of let him do his own thing inside Russia, and after 9/11 even reaches out to Bush, hoping that they can form an alliance on terrorism. But things quickly go south, and one of the real points of contention is the Iraq War, where he watches the United States depose a leader from power, exercising American military power abroad, and it really is the beginning of real tensions between the United States and Russia.
So from there, we move on to President Barack Obama. Again, does Vladimir Putin hold out hope that there can be a new relationship there?
I'm not sure that Vladimir Putin held out hope that there could be a new relationship with the Obama administration, but when the Obama administration came in, they believed that there could be a sort of a restart. They called it a reset. And there's a famous moment where Hillary Clinton delivers a reset button, an actual physical button, to her counterpart, the Foreign Minister Lavrov. And in what may be a moment of warning, they sort of mistranslate the word reset on the button, and it says overcharge. But the Obama administration believed that, you know, maybe it was George W. Bush and his administration that had gotten things off to the wrong foot with Vladimir Putin. But they quickly discover it was not just the administration of George W. Bush. And once again, tensions rise with the Putin administration, with Putin in the Kremlin. It starts with the Arab Spring, where they find themselves on different sides as the Obama administration is sort of encouraging this the outbreak of democratic protests. Putin sees this as American interference, possibly an American interference organized by intelligence agencies. And when protests spread to Moscow itself, it's Hillary Clinton who he believes has organized and encouraged protesters to come after him. And it's something that I think he takes very personally.
Writer and producer Mike Weiser, the film is Putin's Revenge, Part 1, airing Wednesday night at 10 o'clock right here on WGVU Television. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you.